Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the man who was a chosen vessel. I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 9, beginning at verse 13, where we read, "Then Ananias answered, 'Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name.' But the Lord said to him, 'Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.'" Saul of Tarsus was a famous man among the early followers of Jesus, but he was famous in the worst kind of way. They knew that Saul was a zealous and brutal persecutor of the followers of Jesus. So it isn't a surprise that when God told Ananias to visit and to help Saul, Ananias objected. He said, "Lord, I've heard from many about this man, how much harm he's caused to be done to the saints in Jerusalem." Certainly, Ananias had heard that this angry and violent persecutor named Saul of Tarsus was on his way from Jerusalem. The disciples in Damascus must have anxiously prepared for the coming persecution. In fact, Ananias knew a great deal about the mission of Saul. He knew how much harm he had done to God's saints in Jerusalem. He also knew that Saul was coming with authority from the chief priests to bind the followers of Jesus, and it was apparently widely known, these particular facts. Now, I think that the objections Ananias had were logical and well-founded. But since God clearly told him to do this, it was almost as if Ananias thought that God needed instruction or a bit of counsel. Ananias almost asked, "God, do you really know what kind of guy this Saul is?" Well, God did know who Saul was. All Ananias and other Christians could see was Saul the persecutor. But God saw that he was a chosen vessel of his to bear God's name. Christians looked at Saul and said, "There's a vicious persecutor." God looked at Saul and said, "He's a chosen vessel of mine." God considered Saul his chosen vessel before there appeared anything worthy in Saul to choose. God knew that he could make something of Saul even when Saul or Ananias didn't know it. God had a call upon the life of Saul, a calling that was unknown to Saul at the time. God seems to have told Ananias first. God even told Ananias the broad outline of Saul's calling, that is, to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. This describes the future work of the broken, blind, and afflicted man that Ananias would soon meet. God called him to bring his name to Gentiles, to kings, and to the children of Israel. It was a glorious calling of a man destined to make a huge impact on the world for the sake of Jesus and his kingdom. Dear believer, there was only one Saul of Tarsus. God's call on his life was not the same as his call on your life. Yet God has called you. Ask God for the wisdom and the grace to be all that God has called you to be.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.